Welcome to the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm here with my teacher, Tony O'Rourke, who's bravely trying to teach me how to play traditional Irish music on guitar.
Hello, Jerry. Today we have Paddy's Polka number 2. It's in G major, meaning that when we couple it with Paddy's Polka number 1, we will have an interesting key change from D minor to G major. Also, in this tune, the B part can begin on either a G major or an E minor chord. My personal preference is for the E minor, and thus I have notated it that way. I've also included a separate accompaniment sheet for this tune.
And Tony, when I started learning guitar with you, Paddy's Polkas number 1 and 2 were among the first things you taught me, I think.
That's correct. As a music teacher, one is always looking for simple tunes to teach non-advanced students, but you also like those tunes to be interesting to play. This tune has both qualities. It has only 4 chords, and the left-hand fingering is straightforward, with many open strings. It's also fairly compact, with the lowest note being an open D, that is on the 4th string, and the highest note being a G on the 1st string. And as there are no F-sharp notes on the 4th string, you'll only need 3 fingers to play the tune. In fact, this tune contains no C, the 4th, or F-sharp, the 7th notes. Therefore, it is played with what we call a pentatonic scale. Penta, meaning 5, as in pentangle or pentagon, pentathlon. In the key of G, the 5 notes for the pentatonic scale are G, A, B, D, and E. And as if this tune isn't simple enough, the last 4 bars of each section are identical. Make sure to double-check your picking directions with the right-hand picking directions page in the booklet. Most of the problems people come to me with in regards to playing music, and most of the problems that I see with people who struggle to play music, are caused by incorrect right-hand picking technique. Your picking is the engine room of your music. With a few notable exceptions, an orthodox approach to picking is highly recommended. The same would apply to bowing on the fiddle. To see what I'm talking about, I recently came across a video on YouTube of Antrim banjo player Brona Graham. It was extraordinary watching her right hand. A complete lack of unnecessary movement and a sensational sound. I think those Ulster folk have been hiding this musician away from the rest of us, but she is really worth having a look at and a listen to. Anyway, check your picking.
And our usual reminder that the booklet accompanying these episodes is available for $9 from www.irishguitarpod.com. And now we'll hear the tune at a slow pace and then at a normal tempo. See you next week.
See you all next week.